Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Dodgers are one win away from their first World Series title in 32 years. Jock Peterson and Max Muncy hit solo homers as the Dodgers doubled up the Rays 4-2 to take a 3-2 lead. LA can wrap the series Tuesday. In football, Tyler Bass tied a franchise record with 6 field goals to help the Bills beat the Jets 18-10. Also, the 49ers destroyed the Patriots 33-6, Washington blew out the Cowboys 25-3, and the Steelers held on to beat the Titans 27-24. Pittsburgh is now the NFL's only unbeaten team following the Seahawks 37-34 overtime loss at Arizona last night. Zane Gonzalez made a 48-yard field goal with 20 seconds left in overtime after drilling a 44-yard field goal as regulation expired. In NFL news, the league has reportedly fined the Titans $350,000 for violating protocols leading to the league's first COVID-19 outbreak during the season. The Titans had 24 people, including 13 players, test positive for COVID-19, causing the league to postpone 2 Tennessee games and reschedule 2 others. A review by the NFL found the Titans failed to wear masks at all times and were insufficiently clear to players about not meeting or working out once their facility closed. In NHL news, the Sabres have avoided arbitration with forward Sam Reinhart and goaltender Linus Ullmark by working out 1-year contracts with both players. Reinhart signed for $5.2 million and Ullmark for $2.6 million. And more state leaders are observing COVID-19 outbreaks tied to indoor ice rinks. Vermont's health commissioner said Friday an outbreak connected to recreational hockey and broomball at an indoor rink in Montpelier grew to more than 40 cases. Earlier this month, Vermont Governor Phil Scott signed an executive order halting new reservations at skating rinks through the end of the month. The Massachusetts Health Department recently ordered all indoor ice rinks closed until November 7th after more than 30 COVID-19 clusters were traced to skating facilities. I'm Jesse King.